All right, part six, how to catch a Jezebel. She is loud and stubborn, and her feet don't abide in her house. She's loud and stubborn, and her feet don't abide in her house. Contentious, bold, aggressive, religious language. Religious language. Smooth talker. But deep down, there's bitterness and destruction underneath that smooth talk. Manipulation, control, rebellion against divine authority. I don't know if I said the word clamor, right? But there's just no peace, you know? When you're talking to Jezebel or relating to Jezebel, there's just no peace. She's trying to steal your peace, you know? There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. They might have peace doing evil. They only have peace. What's the Bible say about the wicked? They only have peace when they're out there doing evil. They're only content when they're causing evil on somebody else. Loud, she demands attention, speaks over others, creates spiritual and emotional noise. Reflects a rebellious spirit that refuses quiet wisdom or humility. She speaks over humility and quiet wisdom. She demands attentions and speaks over others. Stubborn, defiant, obstinate. Won't submit to godly authority. Won't submit to God or godly authority. Refusal to repent. Now think about the narcissist. You call them out on their junk, and instead of them saying, yeah, I'm sorry, I was wrong, they have to project it back onto you. Spiritually, this represents a lack of rootedness, faithfulness, and contentment. Her feet don't abide in her house. She wanders, always looking for distractions, stimulation, or a new victim. She always has to have a new victim. She needs to be seen. She has to be out there on the porch. And as passerbys go by, she calls them out. This is Bible stuff. I'm not coming out of the blue with this. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And the reason she stays that way is because she don't read the Bible, because she don't want to be changed, because she thinks she's okay. She thinks it's normal. I guess the people she hangs around with are like that, or the stuff she watches. She just mimics what the culture says. Fractal symbolism, both literally and symbolically. Promiscuous woman seeking physical conquest. A spirit of restlessness and rebellion against divine order, seductive, manipulative in nature, like Jezebel in 1 Kings and Revelation. So, clamor, noise, distractions. Always got to be going, doing something. Sad. It's really sad. I'm sorry that your culture and your family bloodline and your news and your TV turned you into Jezebel. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. It says she's crafty. She's a foolish woman is clamorous. Ignorant. Seduction through false wisdom. Simple and knoweth nothing. Loud, confident, arrogant, but persuasive. Ignorant, but persuasive. Ignorant, but persuasive. After doing 6,000 rides of Uber, I see the quiet, holy women, and I see the loud, unholy women, rebellious women. I see the two. Being in church after I got saved, I saw the quiet, humble woman, and I saw the prideful Jezebel woman. Working 120 jobs in my lifetime, I've seen it all. The prideful, arrogant, overtalkers, and the humble who submit and listen. It's really sad. Your culture has destroyed what a godly woman should look like. But a born-again woman, you know, when you're around a born-again, you know it. The born-again people have been persecuted, shut down, silenced, killed, chased, persecuted, I said. And if somebody says, I'm born again, and they've never been persecuted, it's ridiculous. You don't fit in when you're born again. You don't fit in with the bloodline anymore, and you don't fit in with the culture. And when the culture starts to worship the Easter bunny instead of the Easter bunny instead of Christ, you know you got a problem. You know you got an upside down system. It's a mockery like you've never seen. I don't need but one verse. There's multiple verses. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple and knows nothing. And then that other verse. Look, she tries to drain your vitality, steals your destiny, a trait linked to spiritual vampirism. The other verse, she's loud and stubborn and her feet don't abide in her house. What that means is she doesn't abide in her place. She's always getting involved in other places, somewhere she don't belong. It's a trip. It really is a trip. I really don't even need to teach on this for the saved people, because the saved people know what a Jezebel spirit is. They know as soon as they open their mouth, boom. And you really know it's a Jezebel when she tries to create her own Bible. When she tries to take from the Bible or add to the Bible or change the Bible or reject the Bible, deny the Bible, twist the Bible. Like Jack Hall said, get your stinking feet out of my drinking water, because my Bible is the drinking water. From Genesis to Revelation, it's absolute. If you don't have an absolute truth Bible, what are you going to drink out of? What are you going to eat out of? There's nothing to eat and drink of. Nothing. Get your stinking feet out of my drinking water. When they start to attack my Bible, they have become my enemy, whether they know it or not. You attack my Bible from Genesis to Revelation, you have become my enemy, Jezebel. And you better get saved. Anybody who's saved, born again, will not reject the Holy Writ. The whole writ from Genesis to Revelation. If you reject any part of the Bible, that tells me you're ignorant, you don't know what you're talking about, you're prideful, you're probably a child of the devil, because the devil attacks the Bible. You're probably in a cult or an ism, or you're trying to, you're in human trafficking, probably, murder. You're in some kind of lying system for money. It's all greed. You know it's greed, Galatians 5:19, and it leads to death. Read Galatians 5:19, 20, 21. They don't have any love. They don't have any joy, peace. They have no empathy for anybody but themselves, and they don't even have empathy for themselves because they don't even take care of themselves. They're actually trying to kill themselves. They don't have any love. They don't have any joy. They might have happiness up and down, but joy is constant. They don't have any peace. They don't have any meekness. Meekness is control power. They have no control power because they're just out of control. Love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance. They don't have any temperance. They have no temperance. And faith. They don't have by faith. They walk by sight. That's why they're trying to be their own God. You're saved by faith, you walk by faith. If they say, well, I'm saved by faith plus works, you better walk by faith plus works then. The Bible says you're saved by faith and you walk by faith. Period. God is going to push you to do some works, but it's not you doing it, it's Christ in you. And you don't get the glory, you cast it all to Him. And so we preach Jesus, the simplicity that's in Christ, but y'all preach y'all's good works. Look what I did. Y'all want to be seen, you know, seen of mankind. What's that word where they want to be seen? They do good works to be seen. Virtue signaling. The Democrats are virtue signalers. Look what I did. They want to be seen of mankind. People pleasers. Outward show. Painted faces. It's ridiculous. To fight this battle all my life after I got saved, I didn't know what it was. Growing up, I would watch people and think, they're not even real. I would see them shapeshift and pretend to be something. I thought, why are they pretending to be something they're not? Then I got saved, and I still kind of ignored that. I got saved, and I thought, this is ridiculous. These people are not genuine. They're not even real people. They're not even real people. They're fakers. And then when they hate their job, I'm thinking, why don't you do something you like? Well, they do something for money and they hate it. And they go home, they hate their job, so they have to go home and drink on the weekend. TGI, they only live for the weekend. Do something you like. 8 hours a day, you enjoy your job, you're going to be happy. So it's not just the women that are Jezebel's here. It's the whole culture. It's Babylon. Babylon B, right? Queen B. Babylon, Queen B, worship me. Babylon B, worship me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you might not be saved. She's loud, stubborn, contentious, bold, aggressive, religious language. She's leading you to the slaughter like an ox to the slaughter. She's just playing. She's flattering you. Flattery. Distract from the path. Smooth talk. But inside is bitterness and destruction. Manipulator. Control. Rebellion against divine authority. She won't submit to a boss. She won't submit to a man. She won't submit to a pastor. She won't submit to God. And she won't submit to the Bible. Let me say that again. She won't submit to the Bible. She won't submit to God's word. She won't submit to God. She won't submit to a man. She won't submit to authority. She won't submit to what's right. She won't submit to logic. She only goes by emotion. She won't submit to anything but what feels good. And it's got to may give her pleasure and make her look good and look like a queen bee and create her fake reality that's not even real because it's a Genesis 3 fake reality bubble that she wants to create just like WandaVision. She wants her own bubble. Come on now. Somebody wake up. Somebody walk away from Jezebel because Jezebel's trying to kill you. She's depleting your energy. You're going to get gray hair before your time. You're going to be stressed out. She don't care about you. She don't make your food. She don't take you to the doctor. She don't ask you about nothing if you're healthy or anything. She don't have a real communication style with you unless she wants something. She just flatters you when she needs something. Wake up. Wake up. Walk away. Get some contentment. Be happy. Kick her out. Kick her to the, you know she's cheating. If she's doing all of what I just said, you know she's cheating. Because she has no contentment. There's no inner peace. She's not going to submit to God. So you know she's cheating. Hire a private investigator. You'll catch her in one day probably. At least in one week. You'll catch her. You can catch her with her words. She reveals it in her own words. All you have to do is pray to God. Say, Lord, show me. And she'll speak it out of her mouth. She'll say it in a way that's convoluted, because everything she says is upside down convoluted. And you can also catch her, as, especially because a Jezebel is a narcissist to the hilt. And a narcissist always has to tell you what they're doing, but they accuse you of what they're doing. Every time. Every time. Because it has to come out of the heart. She's going to slip up and call you a different name. She's going to slip up and say something she shouldn't have said. It's going to be obvious, and just write it down. And after about 3 red flags, you've already see the game. The jig is up. The jig was up before you even got involved. You just wanted to ignore the red flags. I'm not judging. I've been there. I know what you're dealing with. It looks good on the outside, but when you penetrate into the inside, that heart, that evil, wicked heart, and those words that come out of the mouth tell you what's in the heart, then you say, whoa, how did I get in this? This is not even real. This is fake reality. This is something that I didn't see. Because you usually rush into it, right? And one way you can test a Jezebel is start going to godly, if you're already hooked up with one, start going to godly counsel. Talk to a brother or a sister in Christ or a pastor and say, what do you think about this? I don't think so. Get some godly counsel. She wants to work in secret. She don't like if you go talk to a pastor. She don't like if you talk to somebody who's saved, who you know is born again. Your family, your born again family. If she was born again, she'd be a part of your born again family. Y'all'd all be happy together. She don't even have any born-again friends. She don't have any born-again fellowship at all. She's not seeking the born-again. She's seeking the lost. She's seeking after her own kind. Birds of a feather flock together. If they deny their Bible, if their preacher denies their Bible, it's really sad. Somebody told me that, you know, Charles Stanley's son started a church, but he denies that you need the Word of God. That's sick. Why is he a pastor? If they deny the Bible, they should not be a pastor. It's just a cult. If the Bible's not your authority, you're in a cult. Plain and simple. And if you're in a cult, all cults lead back to a sex cult. And all cults lead back to money and outward show and works, levels, ranks, grades, and ratings. How do you catch a Jezebel? Her spiritual part is wrong. So if the spiritual part is wrong, the natural is wrong. If she's a spiritual harlot, she's a 3D harlot. If she's a spiritual harlot, she's a natural harlot. Because if you deny the Word of God, you deny God's authority, you deny authority. I mean, God will send her almost like one last warning. God will send her somebody who's really saved to try to tell her. Look at Elijah. Jezebel just got more rebellious. She was drunk on her authority. Not only was she drunk on wine and beer and all that, alcohol, but she was drunk on her authority. And she was so drunk on her authority, she was killing people for their land, Naboth. She was trying to chase Elijah down because he was telling the truth. She's so drunk on her wine, you can actually see in Revelation, the wine, she's riding the beast. It's the harlot riding the beast, and she's got a cup of wine. The blood of the saints in her hand. The blood of the saints represented by the wine in her cup as she's the harlot riding the beast. And don't think it ain't happened today. They want to kill you. You don't know how many Jezebels I've escaped. And when you escape them, they want to kill you. There's a reason they're drinking wine, because Revelation chapter 18, the book of Revelation talks about it. The harlot riding the beast, she's got to drink wine because she's drunk on the blood of the saints. And the typologies have to be there. Listen to what I'm telling you. Listen. The script is repeating. She has to be drunk on wine because Revelation 17, 18 says she's drunk on the blood of the saints. And it represents communion with the devil, the blood sacrifice. She's drunk with the blood of the saints, so she has to drink in the 3D until she gets saved. She can't stop drinking wine because Jezebel, she's following after her mama in the Bible, which is Jezebel. She's following after spirit of Jezebel. And Jezebel is the harlot riding the beast. That means she's running around, having sex with whoever, getting drunk, and blaming it on the alcohol. But she's trying to kill those men. And she's trying to emotionally kill them. And she's trying to separate them from the body of Christ and from God. And she's trying to isolate so that she can control. It's part of the Jezebel spirit. She wants control. Manipulation, control, smooth talk, destruction is playing out right here, right now, today. Genesis 3, 2 Kings, Revelation 18, Jezebel is here now in your culture. They're drunk on the blood of the saints, a wine cup filled with the blood of the saints. So they're drinking, when they drink that wine and they're looking at you, they're thinking, how can I kill you? Get your Social Security, get your property, get whatever, get your 401k, get anything I can from you. They don't care if it's a dollar. They just want to take you out. And then they have another victim and another victim and another victim. They're predators. They are predators. And everything out of their mouth is criminal. Before you even get involved with them, they'll say something like, well, I got your back. Only a criminal would say that. What is that? Was that Bonnie and Clyde? I heard that. An average person is not going to say, I got your back. That's a Bonnie and Clyde person. That's a criminal mindset. What do you mean you got my back? They're trying to make you think that you can trust them. But everything they say is the opposite. I just told you the truth. It's the harlot riding the beast, and in the cup is the blood of the saints. So she has to drink the wine in a cup to typify what she's doing in the spirit realm. It has to play out. It has to play out because it is the script. You might not like it, but it is what it is.